The ugly truth about finding a problem to every solution. The ugly truth about finding a problem to every solution. I remember when I was in this interview for a job opportunity, and the interviewer said to me, he said, I have 10 resumes here. One of those 10 is your resume. I'm going to put 5 of them aside. And here goes the other 5. I want you to do a quick glance on what is one thing that sticks out and something that's in common here with regarding these resumes. So, you know, I was a little puzzled. I'm like, why do you want me to look at somebody else's resume when I honestly, I don't know what you're looking for, because, you know, job descriptions, sometimes they can be written up in a way where it doesn't align with your skill set, but it does, if that makes any sense, meaning that they may have tasks in there that you've never done before, but there's certain skill sets in there that you do extremely well and that you can learn on the job what they want you to do anyway. So I look over the resumes, I scan them over real quick, and I find that the item that is similar and what is an item that stands out regarding those 5. And I happen to be one of the 5 in that pile. So again, my mind starts clicking. I say, I wonder if these are the last 5 candidates. And then he asked me a powerful question. He said, if you couldn't figure something out, if I gave you a task and you couldn't figure it out, what would you do? I said, my first step would be to see if I could work with one of my colleagues to see if they could assist me. I said, but before I go to my colleague, I would want to show him or her some of the solutions I've already tried to see if that aligns with, you know, what I've already tried. So they know that I've taken some steps, but I'm still running up on a roadblock. Now, if my colleague could not help me, that's when I would come to you and I would again take the same approach and say and tell you, hey, these are the solutions that I've attempted to do. These are the actual. Now, here's the difference is I'll probably go into more depth, but more at a high level with you to say that these are the items that of the solutions that really here's one or two key takeaways that I got from, you know, when I was actually attempting to correct the issue. And I, you know, family, I'll give you a more clear explanation on that. But if this is your first time to the Impact Secrets podcast, welcome. Welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I need to finish the story I was telling you. So, to give you more clear insights into what was being asked was, are you somebody that can solve problems, or do you find do you someone that is putting all the ownership on someone else to solve the problem? And tell me, I know you guys have all been through this where someone will bring you a problem, and especially, you know, entrepreneurs, you're like, hey man, let's do it. I can take it on. But you don't know what has already been done. And you don't know if that person has really just taken the time to see the different solutions that they thought may work. And so you don't have that body of work. Because a lot of times when people say something, they have a problem, they just say, here, what do you think? And that doesn't work all the time, because we can shorten this by me knowing what you've done. And so going back to the story of what that interviewer was asking me, I was explaining to him that my goal is to give you as much concise information of what problem solving has already been done, yet still have not reached a solution. You see, that is really the true ugly truth about finding a problem to every solution, because there's a lot of times that you can provide solutions and a person will not take advantage of it. Or this is my favorite, and I'm being condescending when I say this, is that they will find out every reason why it won't work. Now you ask yourself, well, why would somebody want to do that? That's a great question. But you have to, that is why it's important that you have to get into the problem solving business. Because when you take on, you know, nobody wants to go looking for, you know, particular problems, but the truth is the truth. You will be compensated on the problems you solve. So if you find a faster way to get a product and or service to market, well, guess what? You have an opportunity to open up, you know, another stream of revenue or additional revenue for yourself. That's why I think it's important that you don't always, you take that energy in the beginning and focus on your solution, as well as, you know, documenting what is not working. Because, you know, I study a lot of different people, and I first study for them what did not work. I'll give you an example. So I've been studying, and maybe 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. And I really wanted to know from a marketing standpoint, what is that foundation, which is, you know, I learned that from Russell Brunson, which is the hook, story, and offer. You know, we'll talk about that in another podcast, but I started studying what was not working, because he was very transparent of saying, hey, these are the things that did not work. And this is how we were able to get these things to work. So when he said, hey, a website is not the best way to go anymore when you want to really drive traffic to a particular product or products, because it goes back to what I told you guys before about the paradox of choice. So when you have somebody, when you put somebody there on a website and they land there and there's so many different moving pieces, sometimes they get caught up in everything else except for what they're there for, which is to purchase the product or whatever particular item, whether it's a free ebook or checklist or whatever it may be. So the structure of having real straight, no nonsense focus on a particular, whatever that product or service that you're selling, is a win. Plus you have the opportunity to follow up via email. So the reason why, like I said, that I started studying because I wanted to understand from a marketing standpoint, how is he thinking through those solutions? Because it goes back to that whole adage of, you know, where people give you so many tactics that you don't understand the strategy. If you ask me, well, you know, you come to me with a problem and I tell you the a tactic of saying, hey, well, just work harder at it. You like, what? Work harder and try to solve it. What does that mean? Instead of helping me with a tool set, providing me maybe with a skill set I didn't have, where you say, hey, have you thought about maybe doing some brainstorming, mind mapping, or you know, writing down some of the solutions and the experience that you're having. See, that's the difference of when someone gives you a strategy or when somebody gives you a tactic of hard work, hustle. What does that mean? So when you're out, when you're working on finding, you know, I mean, when you're building solutions, always keep two things in mind. Somebody will definitely appreciate when you come to them and say, I have a proposed solution. It didn't work, but I want you to look at it and see, is there something maybe we can add that maybe it will work? Or, hey, scrap this whole idea, this whole solution. What do you have? Because I may have triggered something in him or her to say, oh, I see where you're going with this. Have you tried this? Or have you, you know, basically, have you done this? So always remember that, guys. Don't be a solution hater, but be someone that really wants to, you know, go to somebody what is proposed solution instead of always throwing a problem in their hand without providing a proposed solution. Well, I hope you liked today's episode. It was, again, I try to keep these under 10 minutes, but if I don't, then I ask for forgiveness. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a great day.